It's springtime here, which means it's mattress season, and mattresses are sprouting up everywhere I look outside. I'm kidding, of course, but if Mother Earth did grow mattresses on trees, she would grow avocado green mattresses, as they use sustainably sourced organic natural materials. As the season also brings the warm weather with it, I'm quickly reminded how important temperature is to our sleep quality. Staying cool overnight makes a big difference, and organic natural bedding sleeps cooler than the cheaper synthetic alternatives. For those who thought avocado only makes mattresses, they also make the most luxuriously soft bedding to keep you cool and comfy while catching those restful Z's. Whether you are looking for organic cotton, natural linen, down, or even silk, Avocado Mattress has everything you would want to upgrade your sleeping environment. Investing in better sleep always pays off. Head to avocadomattress.com today to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better. It's kind of wild how easy it is to feel disconnected from where our food comes from these days. We grab something off the shelf, toss it in the cart, and that's that. But every now and then, you come across something that reminds you, hey, real people grew this. Here's something real for you. 90% of American-grown frozen red raspberries, they come from a tight-knit community of farmers in Washington State. These are multi-generational family farmers, folks who've been working the land for decades, taking real pride in every berry they grow. This isn't just farming, it's legacy. It's local, and it's done with heart. These frozen Washington red raspberries are honestly juicy, delicious, and full of flavor because they're grown in nutrient-rich soil and frozen right at peak ripeness. It feels good to enjoy something that's not only high quality, but also backed by care, tradition, and purpose. These berries, they're not just tossed in a freezer. They're grown with intention by people who've dedicated their lives to perfecting them. From sustainable farming to state-of-the-art freezing techniques, everything is done to lock in flavor and nutrition. Whether you're cooking, baking, smoothie making, or eating straight from the bag, frozen Washington red raspberries give you the real taste of American farming. And yeah, you can tell the difference.
Go to redras.org and look for Product of the U.S. to learn more.
We as humans are all energetically connected. My energy is reaching out and connecting with your energy in this very moment. Our energy can be healing or harming. In a world where there is much suffering, let's make the choice to cultivate the healing energy of kindness, connection, and compassion, and see the positive ripple effect. Every moment, every behavior, we have the choice. So choose kindness. Every new day, and especially during meditation, there is an opportunity to dig deeper into the intention and meaning behind how you live, what you say, what you do, and how you interact with yourself and others in this world. I would like to take this opportunity to guide you to consider the idea that in love, we are all one, and everything in the universe is connected. Welcome to tonight's practice. I'm Sarah Raymond from the Mindful Movement. Even though we are not physically practicing together, know that I am sending my positive energy your way as you listen to my words. Let's begin. I invite you to make yourself comfortable. Take a moment and make sure your environment is just right for you to drift into sleep. It is important for you to have the sense of safety and ease in your mind and body so that you can fully relax. When you feel ready, gently close your eyes and settle into relaxation. We'll begin with three cleansing breaths. You can think of this as a way to let go of what you do not need and be an open vessel to both give and receive. Take a long, slow breath in through your nose and then a powerful breath out through your mouth. You might sigh or make any other noise that feels right. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Once more, clearing out any stuck energy and letting go. Perhaps you are starting to feel your energy settle. Or maybe you feel yourself releasing any energy or thoughts that you do not need. Now I invite you to take a moment, if it feels comfortable for you, to set a dedication for this practice in honor of someone, something, or the collective universe that may need the support of your loving energy today. Perhaps you are the one that needs the loving dedication today, and that's fine too. Whatever feels right to you. You might imagine all of the people around the world that are practicing with you right now. Those who have practiced before you or will be practicing after you. All creating a collective connection. As you open your heart today, all of those around the world are doing the same. And perhaps that feels supportive to both give and receive. Take just another moment to solidify or complete your dedication. Let your thinking mind rest and your physical body relax as I guide you into a deeply supportive and healing state of sleep. Bring your attention back to your breath now. And we will practice a double inhale and an extended exhale. This is simply a two-part breath in, followed by a long, slow breath out. I'll guide the first two, and you can continue on your own. Breathe out completely to prepare. Breathe in partway through your nose. Hold for a brief pause, then complete the inhale fully. And a long, slow exhale, extending the length, breathing out as much air as you can. Do this again, partial breath in, short hold. Then finish your fullest inhale. And let it go, let it go, let it go, slowly and completely. Continue on your own as long as this breath pattern feels nourishing for you. Whenever it feels right to you, you can allow your breath to relax back to an automatic, effortless rhythm. Consider as you breathe, there is a beautiful balance of receiving and giving. This balance is life-sustaining and energy-nourishing. You might even imagine this balanced energy is connecting you to all other living, loving beings. This breath and meditation practice is about opening. Opening and creating a little more space for energy to flow. I invite you to consider your inhale as an act of receiving, and your exhale as an act of giving. Create a balanced receiving and giving. A balanced inhalation and exhalation. And you might consider what you need to receive. Is it love, attention, energy, security, or validation? Is it the belief that you matter? The belief that you are enough as you are. Take what you need. Receive what you need. Now I invite you to repeat these statements in your mind. As you breathe in, say, "I am receiving." And as you breathe out, say, "I am giving." Now let go of the focus on breathing and just be. Be in stillness. Be in peace. the imbalanced energy. Trust that you are open and ready to receive and give exactly what you need today. As you continue to rest, know that you have created an automatic balance of receiving and giving. Remain connected to the collective energy of all those who are practicing presently. And know that in the future, there will be others supporting this practice of receiving and giving. And you can benefit from their energy as well. Be here right now as an observer of your own experience, open and in connection with the energy of the universe. Let this connection and expansion feel good. Give yourself permission to safely open and relax. Open your heart with the balance of receiving and giving. Feel the freedom and expansion created by the releasing of boundaries into vast spaciousness. Feel the openness of being one with all that is around you, all living, loving beings. Invite the sensations of freedom and spaciousness to expand outward and move all throughout your body. Sense your body is safe and connected to the universal energy, like the space between the clouds in the sky. Allow this expansion to open your heart and open your mind. Sense the positive energy of the room around you. And open to this energy. Invite these areas of ease and openness to spread. We know that what we focus on expands. Welcome your sense of spaciousness to move and grow, expanding outward. Connect with what is good and allow the good to radiate outward. Radiate love from your heart out to your arms and hands. Radiate love from your heart out to your legs and feet. Radiate love from your heart into your head. And radiate love in all directions and all around you. Shine light on any darkness by moving towards love, by becoming love. Remember how it feels to be loved and to love. Feel the quality of love in your heart. The warmth, the spaciousness, the pure joy. What would it be like for you to experience a feeling of spaciousness, yet connection to all beings in your body right now? You are one with the universe. Rest here. Know this connection, this energy will hold you and support you through your healing night's sleep. In this grounded, held space, offer yourself love and compassion. Offer all beings love and compassion. Recognize and connect to the commonalities between all humans. As humans, we need food, shelter, and safety. We all crave love and desire happiness and connection. Know that everyone is doing the best they can with the tools they have. It is often easy and comes without thought to judge someone for doing something differently than you would like. With compassion, remember, they are doing the best they can. Hold space in your heart for them. Hold love in your heart. Hear these words. Feel them in your heart and in your body. Feel the compassion in your body. Just like me, everyone is seeking happiness. May we all find the happiness we are seeking. Just like me, everyone is protecting themselves from suffering. May we all be brave and strong enough to make space for our suffering. And may we all have compassion. Just like me, everyone has known sadness. May we all experience love and joy to balance the sadness. Just like me, everyone is doing the best they can. May we all offer compassion to ourselves and others. May we accept compassion from ourselves and others. As you continue to relax deeper and move closer to sleep, be with love and compassion for yourself and all beings. As you continue to settle in your body and mind, scan through your body lovingly and offer compassion and care to any areas of tension or discomfort. Let yourself slow down and fully relax. As you scan through your body from within, simply notice your experience without judgment. Allow your awareness to move over each part of your body, noticing any areas that, if possible, can be softened and released of tension. You may find that the simple act of paying attention to a specific body part allows it to relax and let go. Give yourself permission to let go even deeper into a tranquil state. And now allow your scanning attention to drift. Perhaps it feels like your focus is dissolving into the air around you. Invite a lightness into your body and mind. Find comfort in your entire body now. Your nervous system is shifting. You are shifting. You have created change. And you are now in a very calm state of relaxation. A state where sleep is coming to you without effort. Now that you are safe and relaxed, allow your body to do what it knows exactly how to do. And begin the process of recovery with love and compassion. Allow this rejuvenation to wash over you like a wave. Allow yourself to be held and supported by the universal energy. As you gradually drift to sleep, sense the connection to the supportive energy in your heart. And this energy will stay with you overnight and be there when you wake up. Feel this energy supporting you with every natural breath you take. The love, compassion, and connected energy will continue to build as you sleep. And long after you wake, after your deeply restorative sleep, you will wake refreshed with more energy and love. Now sleep is inviting you to let go. Allow this to happen if you wish. And take the final steps into slumber. Allow this dreaming sleep to heal your body, mind, and spirit. As you drift into serene, peaceful rest, my voice will gradually disappear, and you will be deeply asleep, being held and supported, being open to receiving and giving, while remaining connected to the universal energy.
Thank you.